This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's news that the International Monetary Fund is open to a fresh request from Argentina to speed up payment of a $50 billion aid package it got back in June. Many are taking this as a sign that South America's second largest economy is in worse shape than was thought. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has more.
Argentina's economy is in trouble. Budget deficits, high inflation, slow growth. Benjamin Gadan is a senior advisor at the Wilson Center, and he says everything the government needs to do to fix those problems is really hard to pull off.
It has to reduce public spending in an election period, which is never easy. It has to massively increase the cost of electricity and natural gas and buses and trains.
Now, the current Argentine government has done some of these things anyway. It raised interest rates to 40%. It's cut spending.
And yet, despite all that, the peso remains under pressure.
Win Thin heads emerging markets for Brown Brothers Harriman. Investors have been pulling out, devaluing the peso, making Argentina's debts worse. In part, this is because investors are wary of all emerging markets.
The rest of emerging markets have been selling off for the last 3 or 4 months. Very much a deteriorating global backdrop for emerging markets.
Money is leaving these markets for stronger economies like the U.S.'s, and crises in places like Turkey have made investors extra skittish. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.